And thanks for joining us on the JX today. The Coquel Tribe is back in the news of late for its economic activities. The tribe is still hoping to build a second casino in South Medford and waiting for word from the federal government if that is doable. Meanwhile, at the site of the Coquel's existing casino, the Mill in Coos Bay, the tribe plans to create a distillery to make hard liquor. It will be the first such distillery in Oregon owned by a tribe on tribal land. Let's get details on the distillery plans. Michael Laffey is the vice president at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Michael, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Sure enough, there are several things that had to line up for the Coquel to even consider getting into this business. First of all, there was a federal law, as we understand, against tribes running distilleries until just a few years ago.
Yeah, you know, the Chehalis tribe up in Washington State really paved the way to overturn the acts from the 1840s that forbid tribes from distilling and selling their own liquors.
Right. So as of 2018, I guess, there's new legislation or new then that allows you to do this.
Yeah, we're able to partner with Heritage Distilling, which is one of the finest and most awarded distilling companies out of the state of Washington. We began working with them several years ago, where the tribal leadership got together with them, worked with the Department of Justice, then with the OLCC. On May 16th, we finally put it into a paper that we're allowed to take on this endeavor.
Wow, that seems like quite a few hoops to have to jump through, even though the legislation is now on your side.
Yeah, you know, it was a very collaborative effort between two sovereign nations that were really trying to figure out the ins and outs of how state law works. And, you know, as a rural tribe, the Coquels have really tried to do things that drive that tourism traffic down here to Coos Bay. And this is going to be one of those things that we're really excited to offer.
You mentioned the Chehalis tribe, which challenged the federal law before it was repealed. So have you been able to take some examples from the Chehalis and from other tribes? I noticed California has some as well that have gotten into the distillery business.
Yeah, the team that took on this project really examined a lot of the things. And Heritage, our distilling partner in this, was with the Chehalis tribe the entire way. So we were in good hands with them when we started exploring the opportunity.
So do you see a lot of room to make some money in this business?
Well, you know, the way we have it right now, we're going to create about 30 new jobs, which is really, really important for us down here in Coos Bay. And then we see an opportunity to, like, increase the margins by making our own and then selling it on the property in our bars and restaurants, just kind of meeting the new palate that the travelers have these days. You've already seen the winery business and the microbrew business do this quite well in Oregon, where when travelers go, they want to see something local, and that's really what we're providing with the spirits side of things as well. So yes, we do see this as an economic opportunity for the tribe.
We're talking about the Coquel Tribe making spirits at a new facility at the Mill Casino site in Coos Bay. Michael Laffey is the vice president of the Mill. So describe the plan then, Michael. The distillery will be part of the Mill complex?
Yeah. So we currently have a offering for food and beverage. The Plank House restaurant is an on-the-water, beautiful sunset area, that just great place. And we're renovating that with the multimillion-dollar project to include the distillery, tasting room. We're adding a second story to that restaurant offering, so people will be able to come down and test out our spirits, have some great food and do it right here on the bay, which is a really fun place to work and live and to go have a good time.
Have you chosen a brand name?
We have not yet. We've barely started the behind-the-scenes constructions of the new tasting room, the restaurant, and the actual distillery and bottling place itself. It just really came down on May 16th, so we're excited to stir up some dust and get this project going.
So you mentioned sales on site at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay, but you do have some distribution plans that would take the liquor off site, don't you?
At this point right now, what we're concentrating on is making our own flavors and serving them at the casino. if there are plans to move it beyond that, I'm not privy to those plans.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned flavors. What kinds of things will be made at the distillery?
Well, for example, when I travel with my family and I go to, let's say, somewhere like Bend, I'm like, okay, give me the local flavor. What are the local breweries putting out for IPA? And when you come down here, you'll see local flavors like Huckleberry vodka, different types of rum, gin, whiskey, all the things that have a real local vibe to it, to really kind of include the Southern Oregon culture into those flavors. So cranberries, huckleberries, all those type of flavor infused spirits are really what the travelers are expecting these days.
And what kind of timeline are you looking at here? I mean, it's not like you're making 12-year-old scotch, I assume, at least at first. So, I mean, how long to get into production? And then once you've begun that, when will the first stuff be ready to roll off the line?
We're really hoping to start serving our own product by next summer.
Okay, that's soon. All right. How many different boxes to check here? I mean, you mentioned May 16th, this all finally came together to the point where you could make an announcement about it, but I imagine there's a whole lot of scrambling still.
Yeah, you know, and this is why we've partnered with Heritage, somebody that's been in this business for over a decade. They've helped us through this process, and we're already moving offices. We're already clearing out space, and they're helping us every step of the way to get this thing going. I would see serious construction starting by the end of this summer.
Okay, so no actual things happening yet, or are there some walls being taken out and things like that?
Oh, there's walls being taken out, and there's some people that are losing their beautiful views from their office that are now going to be the second story.
Are you one of them? That sounds personal.
It is. Yeah, I'm going to be moving offices as well so that we can offer these views to our guests. So, yeah, things are being moved around. Architects are here, engineers are here, Heritage Distilling, Master Distillers, all those types of people are moving around, and the property's got a little bit of a buzz to it.
So with the plan that's been sketched out, I assume there's a business plan on paper. At what point do you think things will turn for? I mean, when do you expect to break even on this?
Well, the construction project is obviously a multi-million-dollar thing with environmental impact studies and architects and everything that goes. So that's going to be quite an investment on the tribe's behalf. On paper, we see this breaking even relatively quickly in the next couple of years.
And talk about where the income will go from this and where it goes from the mill and the other tribal projects.
SEDCO, the Coquel Economic Development Corporation, which oversees the casino and this distillery project, distributes their funds directly to the tribe, which goes into things like housing, education, transportation, and fulfills the vision that the tribal council has. So all the funds generated from the distillery project will be distributed directly back to the tribe for those purposes.
And Michael, it doesn't seem like the Coquel sits still for long. I mean, you have the casino going now. There's plans for the other gaming center in Medford, the distillery project in the works. So there's some other business ventures already penciled in on a 10 or 20 year plan or something.
Yeah, you know, the way that the cards have been dealt to the tribes is that if you sit and relax, you're going to fall behind. So we have a very aggressive tribal leadership, tribal council. Our CEO, Margaret, who really wishes she could have been on this call today, but she just became a grandmother this morning.
Congratulations. Yes, we heard. Yeah.
You know, they have an aggressive plan to diversify so that the tribe is not so reliant on simply gaming. So there are other businesses being aggressively vetted out to see if they're going to be profit centers for the tribe, but you can't simply sit back and say casinos are going to be the profit center forever.
All right, and we'll keep an eye on the process and see what else develops. Always something happening with the Coquel Tribe and economic development. Michael Laffey is the vice president of the Mill Casino, talking to us about the plans to launch a distillery at that site in Coos Bay. Michael, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
All right, take care.